Dark Heart, written by Tony Park and read by Richard Aspel. A high-velt storm, Liesl Nell thought, was like watching the end of the world, the glories of heaven and the horrors of hell fighting it out across the skies, all played out in 360-degree IMAX and surround sound. Liesl drew on her cigarette, closed her eyes and let the nicotine and the deep bass boom of the thunder soothe her. The lightning penetrated her closed lids, the flicker and the noise that followed reminding her of muzzle blasts and gunfire. When she opened her eyes, the faux Tuscan villas of the estate and the rolling hills beyond were seared white with a burst of light. She recalled, as hard as she tried not to, how she'd actually thought bodies looked artistic sometimes. The white lime turning the grimacing, reaching cadavers into marble statues. Back then, the camera's viewfinder had been her filter, distancing her momentarily from the reality of the mass grave, though it couldn't block out the smell. That's when she'd taken a cigarette from another shooter, an army photographer, started smoking, and stopped believing. That was in 1994. She hadn't stopped smoking or started believing again since. Liesl exhaled and hoped the chill of the rising wind and the first fat drops of rain would blow away the memories and wash away the guilt. It was coming back to Africa that did it. It resurrected the bodies every time. An upmarket walled estate on Johannesburg's western outskirts was a world away from the guns and the graves and the killing gangs in Rwanda. But it was still Africa out there, beyond the honey-rendered walls topped with electric fencing. The biometric fingerprint security at the gate and the roving armed response patrols wouldn't save her. She was already dead. A rap on the windowpane startled her, like the pop-pop-pop of an AK on automatic. She started and spun around and saw Sinette laughing. She was tapping a champagne flute against the glass of the French door.
"One more, eh, before we leave?"
Liesl checked her own glass. Empty.
"Yeah, why not?"
Booze wasn't the answer, of course, but it sure as hell helped.